Gimel and Beis, but have it on the page. So what happened was that the story with Rishua, that he was visited by these two Talmidim, and he asked them what was the interesting thing to Beis Medrash today, and he said, we're your Talmidim, we want to hear from what you have to say. He says, even so, I want to hear what there is out there. And he told them, and he was very happy they had shared the new insights from Beis Medrash to him. So I want to know, why do they go through this stage of first saying we are your Talmidim and refusing? He asked them, they should repeat what there was new in the Beis Medrash. They should answer. So let them say it to him. Behedya just means directly, but over here it means like immediately, without this hesitation. The reason why they did that is because there was a story which occurred where the person said over something from Beis Medrash, and the elderly Talmid Chacham that they told it to got upset about it. So they were hesitant about that the same thing shouldn't happen to them. So what was the story? The Tanya, Maisa Rabbi Yosi ben Damascus, Shahalach Lahakwil Pnei Rabbi Eliezer ben Lud. They went to Rabbi Eliezer ben Lud. So he went to Rabbi Eliezer ben Lud to greet to visit him. Amaloy Machidish Hoya be Beis Medrash Hayom. What were they Machadish and Beis Medrash today? Amar Leis, or Rabbi Yossi ben Damascus, told Rabbi Eliezer, Nimnu, they came to account, the government, they came to a decision, that Amar Moyav Master and Meister Oni Beshrius. So the lands of Amar Moyav have an interesting din. They're not considered Eretz Yisrael, but they're close enough to Eretz Yisrael that there was. Well, we'll see exactly what this din is. At some level, the Rabbanan or the Raisa level, they did have a chiyuv of Chumas and Maestros. But they didn't have Halacha of Shemitah. So this semi-status. So now the question is, Shemitah, there's no din of Chumas and Maestros. This is a land which is chayv in Chumas and Maestros, but it's even on Shemitah year. So Chuma applies every year. Maaser Rishon applies every year. But Maaser Ani and Maaser Sheni is a cycle. So what is the correct... The cycle is the first 2 years are Maaser Sheni, and the third year is Maaser Ani. The fourth and the fifth year are Maaser Sheni, and the sixth year is Maaser Ani. Now, what do you do in the Shemitah year? Do you do Maaser Sheni, which would be the right... Lachar would be right that after a year Maaser Ani comes Maaser Sheni. Or do you do a Maaser Ani? That's the way to keep the cycle proper, that this way you wouldn't have 3 years of Maaser Sheni, you would have another year of Maaser Ani. So they came to a conclusion that the proper thing to do is to do Maaser Ani. And the reason why they chose the Maaser Ani would be the proper thing to do, because this way the Niyam and Eretz Yisrael would have this Maaser Ani available to them. So Shemitah year was in some ways a harder year in regards to the people who weren't giving out so much because they didn't have so much to give. Okay, yeah, that's true. Whatever the fields produced on their own was available to the Niyam and the Shirim alike. But this was at least another source of income for the Niyam. So the lands of Ammon and Moab, which are immediately adjacent to Eretz Yisrael, would have this Maaser Ani available at Shemitah. This is what Rabbi Yossi told Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer got upset because the Chachamim came to this conclusion and made a decision bothered him because it was a Masurah that already had been decided. And that's how it had been decided. But like, what would you come and tell me, we were Mechadish and Ushikot Torah, which, you know, everybody in the Beis Medrash knew, the old generation, everybody knew that, we already knew that Shikot Torah. Like, you tell me it's a new Chiddush, and we figured it out, and we're so, hello, where have you been? You know, you felt that there was an impropriety, and their Mesira in finding out what the halacha should have been. Amalir Yosi Pshayt Yodecho V'Kabel Einecho. Put your hands out and catch your eyes. Poshet Yodah V'Kibel Einov. Okay, so he blinded him. I don't think if it, some unfortunately doesn't physically mean that it took his eyes out, but he gave him a punishment of blindness, because Bocher Eliezer was he cried, Vomar Soyd Hashem L'Reyov B'ri Soyd L'Hoydi Eim. The Pasuk in Tillim says that Hashem's secrets are revealed to those who fear him. Amar Lois, he said to Eliezer, Leich Emor Lehem, go tell them, don't have any heed, don't have any concern about your decision, because they have this Masorah from generations back that he heard from his Rebbe, and I heard it from him directly. Now the Moor's Lashon is Lach of Moshe Mesinai, which Rashi says actually the means from the time of Moshe. It means it was from the time of Moshe because of Gedolo, but it was so clear to them it was the equivalent of a Lach of Moshe Mesinai that Amon Moyav Maaser and Meister Ani B'Shvius. So like this is something which has been enacted by the Anshiyasa Gedolah, and you feel that you're enacting it now, and it's been in Klal Yisrael for generations, and you feel that you're enacting it now, so you shouldn't be concerned that your decision was a wrong decision. It was the right decision, but it was irrelevant because it had already been decided. Okay. So he says, Matam. There are many cities, there are many areas which the Eli Mitzrayim were able to capture, which the Eli Bavel came back. They were not able to exert their authority over those areas. And that's significant. The original Kedusha, which was there from by the original conquest of Eretz Yisrael, that Kedusha, which was placed in Eretz Yisrael, ended when they went to Golis. It wasn't a permanent Kedusha. So now when they came back the second time, they were Mekadesh, the lands, they decided not to put a full Kedusha on the land of Amon Moav, which would have been Mechayibit in Shemitah. And they decided to leave it out of the Kedusha that they were putting back on the parts of Eretz Yisrael, in order that there should be something available for the Neim to have to eat on Shemitah year. And Moses says, Tona Lachar Shinis Yashra Daita, after he was able to calm down, Amar Hirotzen Shad Yachzor Ene Yersi L'Mekaymon B'Chos. So he was able to, through his tefillah, give him back his eyesight. So the Moor's point over here is that therefore Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yochanan Berka and Rabbi Lozer ben Chisma when they went to Yeshua, they're much more guarded in regards to offering information about what happened in the Beis Medrash that day, because they didn't want to happen. But what happened to Rabbi Yossi ben Damascus should happen to them. Zakrashi. Well, they really behead you. Miyad, say it immediately. Laman Husku Lerman, tell me that. Why do they say respond with saying, we are your Talmidim? Some more says, because the Maisa Shahoyah. What was the Maisa Shahoyah? Ninmu Gamru, they came to a decision. Viskino, they made it, and they enacted that Shihu Yisol Hadorim Be'er HaYardin, B'Masha Kavshu, Misichim Ba'oig, which is Eretz Amon Amoyev, the area which is the area of which they captured from Sichon and Oig, the land of Amon Amoyev, should be Ma'asr and Achshav Maisar Oni B'Shvius, they should give Maisar Oni. Shein Hoyu Zorin B'Shvius, Kamin on the Kamon, Shalakichua Ole Gerlo Kikadushas Oretz. They did not keep Shemitah there. They were allowed to plant there because it wasn't re Niskadesh when they came back. And the original Kedusha was no longer there. So they enacted that it should take Meiser, but the Meiser should be Meiserani. Pshat Yudecha Bekabalinecha, Hukshav Einov. It was difficult for him. He was upset. Shenosan Atar Loisa Dervish, that they took the crown of accomplishment for themselves. I said, "Oh, we decided to enact this such a smart idea when it was the covenant of the Haloimi Mos Anshagansa Gadola Hoisa Takanasu." This takana was in place all the way back from the time of Anshagansa Gadola. So, what are you saying? Well, we did it. They said, "I'll touch the minyanchem. I yield lechem shum chashash v'gimgum. You shouldn't have any concern and hesitation. B'mashem minisem, that which you came to account, but to count them and you enacted. Shehis kamtem la halacha, because you came out and did it the way which the halacha says. So you should at least feel." He said, "Okay, you should at least be." Reassured that you've done the proper thing, because the original kedusha which Yeshua put on when the Kaiser went in with Yeshua, it was only the shaita for that time. Kedusha was not made to continue after Kaiser left Eretz Yisrael. But the truth is, we do paskin, we do hold that the second when Ezra came back, the Holy Bible came back, and they put a kedusha on, that kedusha was not contingent upon Klal Yisrael being in control of Eretz Yisrael. Tanya B'Yavamis, kedusha Rishonah B'Shniyah Yesh Len Shlishah Zayin Lehen. The price says, There's one act, the first act of being Mekadosh them, being Makdish them, there is. The second act of being Makdish them, there is. A third act, there isn't, because there's no need to have a third act, because it's already Kedusha. The second Kedusha was a permanent Kedusha, so there's no third act of putting Kedusha. The Fika. Bashar Eretz Israel, Ein Tzia B'Shvius, therefore, in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, which was in these cottage the second time, so you can't plant. They specifically were not re-mikadosh. Thereby allowing the Niyim to have what to rely on the seventh year. They would get lecha shichupeya because you're planting and harvesting, so there's lecha shichupeya, there's maiseroni. That's how they did it. The kachtei dolehem shiyu maiseroni. That's if that was the goal, So that's why they made Meiser Oni, not Meiser Sheni. Now, Rishus Chama Hoyu Lahatalayim Eza Meiser Sheyirtsu Lefishena Nechayav Minatara. And the truth is, the Chama had the right to, it was a Wilson. Every time after the year of Meiser Oni, there's a mirror of Meiser Sheni. Well, that's not binding on the Chachamim, because the whole thing is not Mechiyah Minatara. They can do whatever they want.
I understand this idea of Hinichmi Lekachon. I mean, did they reconquer, resettle it?
So, the reason why Kedusha Rishon was Kitcha L'Shaita and Kedusha Shnia was not Kitcha, the Kitcha L'Shaita, it was even Kitcha L'Osad Lavoi, is because the Kedusha Rishon, they made it contingent upon the act of Kvisha. And therefore, when the Kaisa was no longer... Eretz was no longer kavush under the hands of Klal Yisrael, the kedusha was bought. And they came up with the Baal Sheni, they didn't really have real kavisha, too much kavisha to bechalal. They did not recapture the breath of Eretz Yisrael. Even forget about Amon Amoyev, even the main part. What they expressed their authority over was a very limited part of Eretz Yisrael, and they made the kedusha not contingent upon the act of being kavish. So they did. There's both of those are valid ways of putting the kedusha there, and therefore that kedusha extends even after Klal Yisrael was not under the authority of Klal Yisrael. The kedusha is still there because it wasn't contingent upon bilus.
I understand. How is it in the hands of the people to decide whether...
Well, it wasn't the people, it was the Chachamim.
Well, okay, Chachamim to decide whether what makes it Eretz Yisrael Kadosh.
Both
predetermined by Hashem?
Well, there's two ways of doing it. And both of those are valid ways of doing it. Why the first time they didn't do it that way, I don't remember. But that was the process did not require the what they did the second time was that they did a process which did not require having kvisha to allow it to become kaddish.
Where's that covered in the Gemara?
Actually, it's a Gemara in Megillah. And there's a piece from the Brisker Rav about it, Chaim Brisker about it, which is Mazbah. There's two ways of making kedusha. It's a Rambam. It's based on a Rambam. There's two ways of making kedusha, and they use the second process the second time. The first process the first time. I don't remember the Cheshbonos why the first time they didn't use other type of process. Acre point is this, it's a Chaim Brisker in Grach HaLashas. Okay. And this was all, again, this is all brought as a hemshuk to the conversation we discussed. They came to Rabbi Shua, and one of the things they discussed with Rabbi Shua was the mitzvah of Hakel. And that was discussed before, regards to the context of the comparison between Hakel and the Lila Regal. So that's why this whole story was brought. Okay, so the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Ezeu Shoita. When it says in the Mishnah that a Shoita is Potter, that he's putter, putter from Re'iyah. And in general, when we say a person's a shaita, the person's a shaita, it has halachic significance. So, what is a shaita? So, where it says, Hayotzi Yechidi Belaila, a person who goes out at night time by himself, which is unsafe, so he's not careful about his personal safety. B'halom v'beisa kvoris, b'layla, Rashi says, a person spends the night sitting in a beisa kvoris, so that's an act which is which is not normal. A Kriyas Ksusa, a person who destroys his own properties, tears his clothing.
Are these just examples, I assume?
Well, that's a good question. Idmar. Rav Huna Omer Ach Yehu Kulam Vasachas. So Rav Huna says that the person has to do all three together to be able to get the status of being a shayt. Rabbi Yechon Omer Afilah Ba'achas Mehen. Rabbi Yechon says even one of them alone would make the person give the person the status of a shayt. So Rav says, what's the case? Ida Ober Lehu Derech Shtus. If we see the person is doing this, indicating that the person, in a way which is, there's a wildness to it, the person has lost control over himself, he's not thinking, and this is what he does, even one alone should be enough. So that means that Rabbi Yechonon is right. If he doesn't do derech shtus, these are things which there are scenarios where a person would do these things, not because of a losing his understanding, but it was done for other reasons. There was a calculated reason to do it. So then, if you look at so doing all three is still not going to make a difference. The Mor says, no. Person is doing derech shtus, and so we're doing derech shtus. The herb one should be enough to make him into a shayta. He say you can't do that because balon bebesek waris emer kadesh tishra love ruach tuma who the ka'ovid. Even doing derech shtus, but one alone is not conclusive. Rav Huna said because I still could give an alternative explanation of why he's doing it. So. To change a person's halachic status, that would not be sufficient because there is a potential other explanation. So what is that? A person goes with sikkoros because he wants to get there's a way of doing it, getting a ruach tumah over there to enable him to become a makashiv Rashi says. So that's why he did it. Maybe the reason why he did that, Amer gan rifis achadeh. He was seized by an attack of Gandrifus, which Rashi says, the Tupshat and what it means, but one Pshat means that he got his body was overheating and he needed to go outside to cool off. Person who was damaging ripping his clothing. Emer Balmach Shabbos, the person was absorbed in his thoughts and wasn't aware of what he was doing. So each one has its own explanation, and he's doing it in a way which is perceived to be derech shtus, but we have alternative explanation. But once you do all three, so three times breaks a chazaka. So his original status of being considered a shafui, a person which is normal, has been changed by three different actions together. But that changes his full status. So how will me shenogach shor chamor begomel v'nasimu l'kol? So we need to become a muad and change the animal status from tam to muad. We need to do three negichas. So an animal which gores three times, a shor three times is not a muad to gore sheep, because all we've seen is that he gets wild when he sees another shor. But so you could have thought possibly if a person, if that's true, so the animal gores to become a muad for all types of animals, he has to do three different types of animals three times each. So that's not true. If he does shor, chamor, and gomel, one each, we say he's a muad to go out of his normal pattern, no matter what it is. So we also, you don't need three times lan yechidi belaila, and three times mekareiv susay, and three times alam beisak boris. One each is enough to take him out of his original status into an alternative status of being now a shayt.
So what if, he, you know what I'm saying, if he did three times of one of these types of behaviors?
In other words, then the alternative explanation would still be in place. Or is this, maybe it's about Machshavas, or maybe he's Gendrifus. If I see that he three times he went up, he might have a problem with Gendrifus. I couldn't prove more than that. But to say all three explanations together, that's not Mistab. That's the bottom choice, and Gilmore Vase points that out. Okay.
Okay, but I mean, but there might be a lot of other examples of.
Okay, we're yes, still not there yet.
Okay.
Amar Papa, top of Dalam and Aleph, the second line. Amar Papa. Ishmiel Leila Rav Huna Otatanya. Had Rav Huna heard the following Brisa, he would not have said what he said. So Rabbi Yochanan said, any one of these are actions which show a disregard for the normal thought processes of how people work, think, in regards to personal safety or the maintaining a person's items. And that indicates that a person is acting without a true understanding of value, and therefore he's a shaita. And Rav Huna said, you need all three together. So Rav Papa says, if Rav Huna would have been aware of the following Braisa, so he would not have said what he said, you need all three. What's the Braisa? Ishmael the Rav Huna Hodatanya. If Rav Huna was familiar with the following Braisa, Ezeh Shaita, Zema'abi Komash, and Noisim Loi. What's a Shaita? Shaita is a person who, you give him something of value and he loses it, he destroys it, or he's careless with it. So Havi Hodr Bey. So if he had been aware of this Braisa, he would have recanted and accepted the other opinion. That's what a Papa says. See, Boilu, then the world wants to know, in a Papa's point, what is his point? Let's discuss, consider this. When you say that he would have recanted, would he recanted me correct? Susa Huda Havi Hodr Bey. If the Braisa says that a person is Ma'amah Mashanotzim Loi, a person who is careless with that which you give him, is a Shaita. Well, ripping clothing, ripping garments, is very, very equivalent to that. So we see that one is sufficient to make him into a Shaita. That's true. But you can't prove from this Braisa of Ma'amah Mashanotzim Loi a case of a person who was Yetzichiri Belaila. He goes out at nighttime by himself. That's not really a similar type of example that the Braisa gave. That's one understanding. But what we're saying is that any one of these three should be sufficient, and there was his opinion that you need all three. We've proved conclusively from this Braisa that one of them is enough. So once one of them is enough, any one of them is enough. Because the original thought process equated all three and put all three together as a unit. And if one of them is enough, we can assume the other two also would be enough on their own. Versus Taker, that stands as a Shiloh. Now it's interesting, Shiloh, interesting Gemara, because we passed the Gebirchen. So the Gemara is clearing, you know, discussing all this in Rav Huna. Rav Papa is saying Rav Huna meant this, and we said, well, exactly does Rav Papa mean that Rav Huna meant this, etc. And we said, well, that stands as an issue, when, you know, it doesn't really stand as an issue for us, because we pass the Gebirchen. We always give preference to Gebirchen and Shita and Halacha, even over Rav and Shmuel. So, Kabbalah over Rav Huna was a Talmud of Rav.
Does this exclude people whose job is a night watcher?
Yeah, I think so. So, but what this found, the Braisa seems to come out that the definition of Shoita is so that's a much more general type of a, and the more is understanding that either to mean specifically on property, any type of property, or it means possibly we're drawing conclusions to regards to personal safety also. That a person who doesn't understand the norms of personal safety and is able to does not maintain them, we say the person is not functioning as a normal person, and he's a shayta. Who is the shayta which we is mentioned all over Shapatim in the mitzvahs? I mean, Oynish. He doesn't have a key of mitzvahs, doesn't get punished. If he doesn't do them, if he transgresses the mitzvahs, if any actual transactions are not valid, what he acquires is not an acquisition, what he sells is not a sale. He spends the night in the basic course. The verse is loyal to cover the derech shtus. He's doing it in a way which is indicative of the fact that he's not really in control of his faculty. So filohaki, even so, lo machzakinan lei bichad. What is that enough to make him into a shaita? Because there's still an explanation. The yitzchini belaylo emer gandrifas achadei. Because he goes out at night time by himself, maybe he got gandrifas. So Rashi says two pshatim. I told you the second explanation that he got was overheated. Rashi's first pshat is chali ha'oiches mitech da'oga. Taranishamati chali ha'oiches mitech da'oga. It's an illness which comes due to a person being worried. It's like a depression, and that causes him to disregard his personal safety. But that's not called a shaita. That's, a person who's depressed is not a shaita. A person who's depressed is depressed. A person who's depressed will sometimes act foolish, but it's not he's lost the ability to use his faculties. He's not using them because of his mistaken focus on something else. So that's not a shaita. That's the nishma. That's the pshat here from Ezra Beim. And Elini, as Rashi says, Shemischam Gufoi V'yetz L'Mokem Avri. He got overheated and he went out to a place which forgets some air. Tishalav Ruach Tuma Ruach Shadim. Spending the night in Beis HaKvaros, the Shadim will come to him. She is a Yuhu Liyos Mekashe, which will enable him to become a Mekashe to do witchcraft. The morse over there, an animal which gores in the time frame which you normally discuss what makes something a muad, over 3 days, let's say. In that 3 days, the animal gores a shor chamor negom. The morse over there, the muad lekol, the animal now has a status that he is considered a goring type of animal, and any animal that he gores, he would have to pay full damage as opposed to chatzi nezek, and not half damages. You don't need three of each type. Three times shor, three times kamor, three times gomel, you don't need that. One of each is considered a muad for everything. Since his three gorings were three different types of animals, so we see the pshat is the animal does not really is concerned what type of animal it is that it gores everything. So and that's it's there for some wood for everything. So af kind of here also lebo shlosha dvorim leyada vasachas al kulan mishum shlus. It's not that. We say, well, this person happens to be that right now he has this problem with overheating and he wants to become a mechashev and he's a bal machshavos. No, it's not that. It's a much more logical explanation that he has an intrinsic problem that he's not, that he's a shaita. El kulam mishum shtus. So Kamer Papa said, Yishmiel, Horatanya, the following Bryce said, the mashma, the bedover echon machzikin, and said, b'shaita. Havi hodr bay. If he was aware of this brisa that one is sufficient to make him into a shaita, he would have recanted. Okay. Zot the Gemara. The, is a most, there is a concept in halacha, though, that a person can be in this state and therefore have a din of a shaita, and when he starts acting normally, he's not a shaita anymore. Right? You know, this period of this lack of understanding will pass, and he'll become normal again.
I understand, what does he have to do in order to prove that he's not a shota anymore?
Partially, you have to stop doing all three, you know. If you would see the person is becoming careful about his property and act in a normal way, would you need three times? I'm not sure what you would need to reestablish it.
So Rebbe raises the basic question, how long do these things last for? As you observed, it did something.
So that person is totally, you know, Derek Stu is a person totally disregarding his personal safety. Exactly the way which is being stuck here.